dream last night. A vision. I saw a world full of people. Everybody was dancing and screaming loud. They were just there to listen to the music. It was magical.
Ali and Fila. The tune of the year last year on the State of Trance radio show, Unbreakable by Ali and Fila. And something really special is happening on stage right now. Because Fadi from Ali and Fila is actually joined on stage by Roger Shah and Susanna right now. And you can watch that live right now again on asad.tv. You're listening to the State of Trance Festival. Hope you're feeling the good vibes at home right now, uniting the world through music for 16 years almost. And I think this man would rather just jump on a plane straight away now, because he's about to join the DJ Daddy clan. And wow, what a rocking set that he played. We really had goosebumps here in the studio. I can imagine you aren't really comfortable being away from your phone for more than 10 minutes, right, Marlo?
It's a bit crazy. So my wife's due to have a baby on 2nd of March, so it could come any minute now. I'm flying straight back home tomorrow to Australia.
Wow. And you're still here. So give the man a round of applause. I think it's really, 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 really special, man.
Thank you. I mean, A State of Trance is, for me, my favorite, honestly, my favorite and biggest and best event of the year. So there's no way I was going to miss this. It's a real honor to be here, and the support from all you guys, seriously, thank you.
Yeah, it really means a lot, man. You're going to take some time off for the next few weeks? Or?
So in March, I'm only playing 3 shows in Australia, no international.
You're still doing 3 shows?
Yeah, well, they're Jeanette shows. They're Astoria. So big shout out to Astoria.
Cool. Okay, yeah. A new chapter in the history of trance in Australia, Astoria.
That's right.
That's amazing. And are you going to do any more solo shows maybe in the future?
Absolutely. So I'm doing my Altitude shows again, but this time I'm also bringing it worldwide, which I'm really excited about. So it's a concept show where I do a 4-hour set with live vocalists. Ruben was part of it last year, which was amazing. That's the main thing that I'm really excited about this year, actually.
And we just heard your Rec Room. You're also launching a label.
Absolutely. Inside Scoop.
So That's big news for the Marlo fans out there.
Yeah, so there'll be a label called Altitude, and the whole idea behind it is to give a platform to up-and-coming talent that plays sound that I like, tunes that I would play in my sets. I played a lot of them tonight already.
Cool. Amazing. Well, thanks again. Hop on the plane, man. Go home. Thank you so much for everything.
Thank you. Good luck
with being Daddy DJ.
Thank you.
Marlo in the studio, ladies and gentlemen. And it doesn't happen often that I have so many legends. I mean, honestly, legends in one room. Look who's here, man. Give this man a really big round of applause. Mr. John O'Callaghan!
Hey!
You just played the Who's Afraid of 138 earlier. How did it go? How did it go down?
Absolutely uplifting to death. Some serious uplifting, as you would say, mixed with some divine tech trance.
Oh, thanks for the poem, by the way, that we got.
That's no worries. I'm always providing my creativity to the listeners. That's all what I'm here for.
We premiered your new Brian Carney single on your label Subculture this week. What else can we expect from the label? I mean, it's growing and growing. It's doing really well.
Right now, a bit of an exclusive for you. Myself and Brian Carney are in the process of finishing up our brand new live act.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Our new name, Key 4050. We're going to be launching that in the summer.
Wow.
All brand new music.
Wait, GU 4050? Key 4050. New act by Brian Carney and John O'Callaghan.
Live, unheard music.
Wow. I can't wait to hear that. We're super excited for
this
that.
Summer.
Wow, do you hear that? And you're also doing really well with your own Subculture events.
Yeah, everything's gone smoothly there. We've got LA, Argentina, and Australia this year, and some others in the pipeline. And developing new artists and doing my best to contribute to trance, which is what I feel like I'm, learning from somebody like you. It's, that's trance. Everybody here tonight is here for trance, and
exactly.
That's what's so good about it.
Some people say, "Oh, Luca, they're all here for you." I'm like, no, because if I would be the only guy, I would not all be all these people. It's because of you guys, everybody that's here. What's your take on the fact that a lot of, like, for example, EDM DJs and techno DJs are saying that trance is making a big comeback?
Well, you know, for me, it never left. It was always there. It just depended on, to be quite honest with you, how much DJs wanted to get paid. So if they wanted to earn more money playing commercial music, that's where they went.
Exactly.
You know, so if you're powered by your wallet, then that's where you go. But if you're powered by trance, then you stay where you love.
Hats off to that, man. John O'Callaghan, thank you so much. And another legend on the microphone right now. Welcome to the studio, Mr. Dan Stone. And you have the honors to close down the Road to 1000 area from 4 till 5. How have you prepared? And Can you tease the listeners with a little thing that you're going to play later on?
Yeah, I've got quite a few exclusives to play tonight. One of them is something new from myself and Ludo, Fairy Tale, which I'm really excited to play. Yeah, there's lots of exclusives and lots of good stuff coming up this year.
If you want to listen to his set, head over to asod.tv. His set will be broadcasted uninterrupted between 4 and 5 Central European time. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, mate. Thank you.
Let's quickly head over to Nicolette. She's here for the social media update. Tell us what's going on online right now.
Well, Jose is tweeting six stage incredible trance vibes. I don't know if this is a dream or heaven. Renee is saying, amazing, one of your best sets. Congratulations on the Estate of Trance 800. Greetings from El Salvador.
Wow.
And the last one, Mike. Ace of party going down in Chicago. Three stages in two rooms and a third one on the roof.
Send us pictures. We want pictures. Use the hashtag ASOTFestNL. Big shout out to my crew in Chicago right now. This is such an amazing party. In just a little bit, hitting the main stage here, Vinny Vici. I really can't wait for that. And again, please keep using the hashtag ASOTFestNL. Let's quickly head back to Ali and Fila, live from Utrecht.
SOT, Utrecht, the Netherlands. A State of Trance 800.
That he's joining us for the I Live For That Energy State of Trance 800, one of the biggest trance DJs on the planet right now, Ali and Fila. I can't believe how fast this day is actually flying by. I'm Armin van Buuren and you're tuned in to the celebrations of 800 episodes of A State of Trance. With still 2.5 hours of live broadcast to go, I'll be closing the main stage with a very special vinyl set. Actually, I have, if you can see my fingers, they're still hurting from bleeding from going through but my old vinyl. And actually, I was really happy because I bought some of my classics twice. So, you know, I was so relieved. Because some were actually scratched and stuff.
You get your own royalties back anyway, so it's okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm super happy that these two gentlemen are here. They're going to play on the main stage. We have Psytrance on the main stage for the very first time. Can I have a round of applause for Vinny Vici? And this is very, very special because you guys normally don't play together a lot, right? You play separate sets.
That's true. Normally, I mean, I live like half of the year I live in Brazil because my future wife is from Brazil, and half of the other year I live in Israel. So it's kind of tough for us to play together, but we are choosing the most special events to play together.
So, and how does that work if you're working on tracks? Like you send projects to each other?
Yeah,
or
exactly. Yeah, each exactly. One of us starts an idea and send to the other one.
Yeah, we travel in there for so many years, so we get used to producing the roads and do things online, you know. Today the internet is connecting people and make everything easier.
I know, because when we worked on Great Spirit, I thought I was the only one that sended project files, but you guys were also sending project files between your country and
exactly.
Brazil. And I can manage. Do you play when you play different sets, right? As Vini Vici. But do you play the same music? Is that something you discuss? Or
Actually, we have a very similar taste. That's why we are together, like producing together. And basically, it's very the same. Sometimes a little bit different. Depends also the country.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah. Every country is a different crowd, different energy, and different kind of music. So yeah, it more depends on the country, but more or less we share the same taste.
And it's a very special moment for all of us, because for the first time we have Psytrance on the main stage. Do you prepare anything special for the set tonight?
Well, of course, we got prepared for this show for so long. We have a lot of new mashup, all the older tracks of us with new edits and lots of new music. So yeah. We worked really, really hard on this one.
And I got to know you two guys working together on the track, and I just want to say good vibes to you guys. Good luck with your set. Thank you very much, Vini Vici.
Thank you for having us.
And fresh off the stage, a man that's been carrying the Psytrance flag for more than 2 decades, and he actually just gave me his new album. Look at this, amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, let me hear you for Asterix! So it was your first State of Trance experience in the Psytrance area. How did it go?
Oh, it's amazing. I have to say that it's one of the best productions, European productions. It's a huge indoor event, which is like makes it really special. And it's amazing.
Because I know the Psytrance scene, I mean, people don't get it. People think Psytrance and trance are the same thing, but it's not. It's not. Absolutely not. It's like a... It's almost a separate religion.
Right.
That's what I learned from working with Vini Vici.
Right.
And there's a very, very particular way that you guys produce by.
Yeah.
Because a bassline and a kick is not Psytrance.
Yeah, it's each artist has his own a way to produce the things and the stuff and his in studio. But it's a very not easy music to produce, especially what those guys are doing. And you guys made a track which is like phenomenal and amazing.
Thank you.
And I really enjoyed it listening and the production that they're making. It's a futuristic production, and it's a next step, you know. So,
but how are the purest Psytrance fans reacting to the popularizing popularity of? Is that a good thing in the scene or what?
You will always find the critics in the scene. So I'm not sure. You know, the people are criticizing the things and stuff like that from every little world. They're doing a huge thing out of it. But once you focus and you do things from your heart and it's not a technical thing. You know, Psytrance was burned as a spiritual thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So, it still is. It's very, very powerful. Yeah. I mean, you guys were right. You just knew it a few years earlier than we did. Thank you so much for coming down. Give him a big round of applause. The legend himself, Asterix. We have Veronica. She's running around tonight shooting some great videos of the fans out there. And, you know, that's actually the most important thing here. Let's see what she's up to.
A State of Trance is an international festival, and the fans are famous for being incredibly loyal. Let's see if this is true. Hey, how are you doing?
Hey.
Woo! Yes! So how many times have you been to State of Trance?
Three times. Four?
This is the fourth time?
I think so, yes.
Smarter than the boss.
My God, this is so cool!
Yes, it's so cool. You absolutely have to be here.
What makes you keep coming back?
Well, it's just amazing. The atmosphere is so outstanding, and like every act that plays here is the main act. I can't wait for all your news to come back. And Armin, of course, every time it's like a big party. Everybody is so enjoying it. It's lovely.
And that's so true. You have to experience this for yourself. The people are so lovely. The music is really good. The artists are great. This is something you won't have to miss. Come and visit a State of Trance. I love it. Thank you. Enjoy.
So cool. Let's quickly head back to the main stage for Ali and Fila. Give it up.
You're supernatural. I fall deeper in the earth. You're supernatural.
you with me? I want you to feel this music with me. Feel it. Close your eyes. Raise your hands. Raise your hands. Put them up. And show your love for Ali and Fila.
You have your own stage on Tomorrowland. There's more festivals coming up. Can you share something already?
We're actually doing also a stage in Lucky in Seattle. It's a really big festival there. and we're doing Tomorrowland, another stage. So we're trying to do a couple of few more, like, from the big festivals in other regions, and that's going to be it, other than the FSOE Club Nights and also the FSOE 500 celebrations.
What are you going to do with the celebrations this year? Because you already had the temple, the pyramids. What's coming up?
It's going to be crazy this year because we're going to celebrate from June until New Year's Eve. So it's going to be 6 months of just celebrations, and we're going to do a big, big, very big tour. We have a lot of surprises about venues, something really special, not done before.
It's going to be combined with your album coming up?
Of course, our album is coming, hopefully, by end of June. It's amazing, and I'm playing some stuff from it tonight, and all the set will be mostly IDs tonight.
ASOT 800 Celebration.
And live on stage right now, Ali and Fila.